This is BOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The World Health Organization on Tuesday urged leaders with the power to overturn the, quote, disgraceful global imbalance in access to COVID-19 vaccines to reverse the tide before October. The UN Health Agency has been increasingly frustrated by what it sees as the moral outrage of rich countries hogging vaccine supply while developing nations struggle to immunize their most vulnerable populations. Nearly 4.5 billion vaccine doses have been administered around the world, according to an AFP count. In high-income countries, as categorized by the World Bank, 104 doses have been injected per 100 people. In the 29 lowest-income nations, just 2 doses have been administered per 100 people. A WHO official says, quote, "We should be collectively disgusted with ourselves." The organization wants every country to have vaccinated at least 10% of its population by the end of September, at least 40% by the end of this year, and 70% by the middle of 2022. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced his resignation on Tuesday. He was facing possible impeachment and removal by state lawmakers over sexual harassment claims from 11 women and mounting pressure to quit from fellow Democrats, including U.S. President Joe Biden. It's a surprise downfall for the 63-year-old Cuomo, who just a year ago earned praise for his handling of the coronavirus pandemic before being engulfed in sexual harassment allegations and accusations that he covered up the scale of COVID deaths in nursing homes. He says his resignation is effective in 14 days. This is VOA News. Facebook said on Tuesday it had removed a network of accounts from Russia that it linked to a marketing firm which pushed anti-vaccine content about the COVID-19 jabs. The social media company said it banned accounts from a Britain-registered marketing firm, which primarily conducted its operations from Russia, for violating its policy against foreign interference. Facebook says the campaign used its platforms primarily to target audiences in India, Latin America, and to a smaller extent, the United States. False claims and conspiracy theories about COVID-19 and its vaccines have proliferated on social media sites in recent months. Major tech firms like Facebook have been criticized by U.S. lawmakers and President Joe Biden's administration, who say the spread of online lies about vaccines is making it harder to fight the pandemic. There were demonstrations nationwide in Poland on Tuesday against a bill widely viewed as an effort by the country's nationalist ruling party to silence an independent U.S.-owned television broadcaster that is critical of the government. Technically, the bill would prevent non-European owners from having controlling stakes in Polish media companies. In practice, it would push American company Discovery to sell its controlling stake in TVN, a network with many channels that operates the all-news station TVN 24 and has a flagship evening news program watched daily by millions. On Wednesday, Parliament is set to debate and vote on the bill. It was introduced last month and appears to have a high chance of passing. The head of a small party in Poland's right-wing coalition government opposed the bill and was dismissed from the government just as protests started Tuesday. Algeria's government on Tuesday said arsonists were responsible for dozens of forest fires that have killed 24 people, including 18 in the military, and destroyed homes east of the capital. There are plumes of smoke from pockets of fire in forests, while residents are using tree branches and hurling water from plastic containers in an attempt to put out however they can do it. Several houses were burnt and families were escaping to hotels, youth hostels, and university residences, according to witnesses, as dense smoke hampered the visibility of fire crews. The Interior Minister says an investigation will be launched to identify those behind the blazes, as he put the death toll at 6. The Defense Ministry later said in a statement 18 military men died and 7 had been injured as they tried to extinguish the fires in Algeria. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.